Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live. On this episode, we're going to be talking about ROI metrics in social media marketing. Stay tuned. All right. So, I have a question that came in here and I want to address it real quick. Today's edition is about social media marketing, and the question is, hey, hola, great content. What sort of metrics should we be measuring? Likes, reach, views, or do you suggest asking the client what they want to see on a monthly report? Thanks. Fantastic question. Okay. All right. So, the fact that you're asking the question about metrics and measuring your productivity online, that's a beautiful thing, okay? Because frankly, there's just way too many people throwing muds at the wall hoping that something will stick. In other words, there are many people engaging in social media marketing, trying to market their business, but they don't have a way of measuring, okay? So I'm going to answer your question. Should you be focused on likes, reach, views, etc.? What are the metrics that you're looking at? The answer to the question is not that long, okay? However, depends, okay? It depends on what? It depends on where you are in the process in building your campaign. It depends on how much audience you have in your campaign efforts already, okay? Now, if you know anything about social media marketing in the digital age, you have to be building an audience, okay? And that's the ultimate of everything, okay? Because you want to be capturing your audience. You're attracting traffic, hopefully, right? But you want to be capturing them because that's going to dramatically reduce the cost of marketing for you. If you reduce cost of marketing for you, that means profit increases, right? Because the difference between revenue and expenses gets wider when you reduce cost. Does that make sense? Great. So now, there are scenarios where you want likes, okay? But typically the reason why people want to see likes on a social media post is for social proof purposes. Likes can indirectly turn to money in your pocket. Essentially, any type of metric that can potentially turn directly or indirectly into money in your pocket is what you want to be looking at. And fortunately or unfortunately, likes are one of those, okay? Some people may say, but likes doesn't turn to money. But you know what? Like can become social proof and can become part of the convincing factor for a person to dig a little bit deeper into your content, to click onto your link. They see 1,000 likes as compared to 10 likes. There's a higher chance with 1,000 likes that they will want to click over and see what all these 10,000 people are liking. It's just a human thing, okay? So that's why we call it social proof. It's the same reason why you may want to have testimonials on your sales presentation. Testimonials, success stories, success story, testimonials, it's the same reason. It's called social proof. People tend to want to do what other people are becoming successful at. People want to be a part of the party, right? If there's a party that's going on over there, they're curious, right? So because of that, there may be scenarios where you want to increase the likes on your post deliberately, okay? Now, I like to do it organically. In other words, if my content is just that good, it's just a matter of time, okay? It's a matter of patience and time. It will accrue the right amount of likes according to quality as people come in. But I also don't like judging people that like to buy views and buy likes and things like that. I typically don't do that. Because I don't feel I need to do it. But some people feel the need to do that. And for, again, a legitimate reason. Because when people see high amount of likes. Now, are likes an ROI element? Not directly, but indirectly, like I said. Okay. But the major cues that I like to look at when it comes to return on investment, which is ROI, is... the first thing I like to look at is the actual traffic that lands on my web pages, okay? The second metric I like to look at is how many leads am I generating from every 100 clicks of traffic that comes to my website, Like, out of every 100 unique visitors, how many actually said, hey, hola, I like what you're doing. I like more information. Here's my email address. That's leads, okay? All right, so I like, in that number, I like to see anywhere from 15 to 50%. That's 15 to 50% depending on the traffic sources. Now, from every 100 people that say, hey, hola, here's my email address, I like to see 3 to 5 sales up front, okay? So sales up front, it doesn't matter what the price is. As long as the price is less than $100, I like to see 3 to 5 sales up front, because it's essentially an initiation into my sales funnel, okay? It's an initiation into my sales funnel. It's my initiation into my customer nation, my client nation, if you will, right? People that buy from me have increased chances of buying more from me, okay? Existing customers, reaching out to existing customers is the fastest way to increase your sales, because they already trust you, you've already served them, you've already proven that you deliver. So you do less work on selling them. That's why, okay? So with that being said, the three numbers I like to look at that I really pay a lot of attention to is traffic, clicks, how many clicks of traffic, how many leads from that, and then how many front-end sales. If I get the front-end sales, the other thing I like to track is upsells, okay? How many people are taking me up on additional offers after I sell them the first front-end sales? Remember what I just said? Existing customers are the fastest way to create new transactions, right? So by serving them, of course, you're not just creating transactions for the sake of doing it. So you're tracking traffic, leads, and front-end sales, and then upsells. So these are four different elements. As far as likes are concerned, if you build a list, right, I just wouldn't buy them and I wouldn't pay too much attention, because naturally, if your content is good enough, it will attract likes, it will attract comments, it will attract at the right time, okay? If you're getting enough traffic in front of your stuff, it will attract those things. What I don't like is when people put all the focus on it, okay? And as far as what metrics should you be suggesting to your client, it's what you suggest. So if I was talking to my clients, I just recommended, hey, let's measure the traffic, leads, and that everything else will happen by default, naturally, okay? Like the likes, views, all those things will happen naturally. The algorithms will attract more people to you naturally if you're generating traffic. If people are clicking on your ad, it will generate all those other things. However, if you could be generating likes and not generating clicks, because again, one comes before the other, okay? So what I like to measure, measurable metrics for me in my social media marketing efforts, either for myself or for my clients, it's very simple. It's traffic, it's leads, and it's front-end sales. And the fourth one, okay, the fourth one that I like to look at, which is over time, is the upsells. How many of my initial sales are actually taking an upsell offer? What's an upsell offer? An upsell offer is, would you want fries with that? You bought a piece of sandwich and I say, hey, would you want fries with that, right? So you bought a piece of software and I say, hey, would you want training on how to use it with that, right? How many people are taking me up on that offer? That's upsell. For every single person, that's my average over time for upsell has been about 30 to 40% over time. So that means 30 to 40 out of every 100 new sales I create will actually buy more stuff instantly. Okay, that's additional revenue without having to spend extra money on new traffic or spend extra additional time or resources on new traffic. That's additional money in my pocket. That's the beauty about upselling. Does that make sense? So that's the answer to the question, what are the metrics? Likes, no, likes is not exactly a direct ROI metric. It's not, okay? Views, how many people are watching the videos? You can look at that. Obviously, the higher the number of views of people watching your video, the higher you're probably going to have people click over to your website and become a traffic and become eventually a customer. But I typically don't look at views as an ROI metric, okay? Because I could have 10 views on the video and I can make $10,000 from that video. It all depends on the source of traffic, the quality of people in the traffic. Maybe they already know my brand. Maybe they don't know my brand already. It varies with all those things. However, when you're bringing traffic to a new offer, there's three metrics is what I look at. clicks of traffic, how many leads are generated from them, how many front-end sales. Then the process that turn them to high-ticket sales, like selling them $20,000 material, $15,000 product, right? The product that turns them to closing a deal if you're in real estate and things like that, that's a different process entirely. But on the front end, I like to see enough front end sale to break me even so I can offset my marketing cost and be able to do it perpetually. Does that make sense? So that's how that works. So hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Please share this video. Give me a thumbs up. Like this video. Click thumbs up, right? Share your comments. I love to hear what your thoughts are, okay? More importantly, you see the link on the screen right here, olatalks.com/mastermind. You want to go there. You can see the link in the description box. You're going to click directly into it. Reserve your free seat and learn how to generate free leads and free traffic for your website using simple methodologies, okay? You don't have to buy cold traffic anymore if you go through this free class. And that's all I have for you on this episode. I will see you on the next one, and peace.